So, what you shared this morning, Sherry, is the word that's coming forward. It's what I'm dealing with. This whole thing about that came from a broken place, how it challenged me. So I sat down last night and I listened again, like thoroughly listened to it again one more time, last week's message. What you're talking about is anchors. Right? These, I'm going forward in Jesus, still tied to where I come from. A few people reached out to me about the anchors. Just how it spoke to them. But I need you to understand, I wasn't preaching and teaching as much as I was walking you through my season, which I've been doing since I started this whole message, WIPPA. It's Lord, how should I say this? Because this is the way it hit me. It's crazy how we teach ourselves, are you listening to me? To grow without actually having to really grow. Yeah, I know. That's how I like to do that. Then you get that like what? I can be corrected and grow. Or I can be corrected, ignore the correction, and put on platform shoes.
Yeah.
Put on a new dress, a new shirt, a new outfit, go take my credit card, put myself in some kind of debt so I can look like I've spiritually matured outwardly, but the inside is still totally anchored to the failure that I was before I got the correction. The growth that I've experienced and you have experienced is real. I've seen the growth. I've seen the growth in all of you. But then I see the rock sack. Who doesn't know what a rock sack is? Who knows what a rock sack is? Okay, some of you can't. Okay, you can't know and both know. Like, either you don't or you do. Some of you ain't raised your hand for either one. Who knows what a rock sack is? Rock sack, for those of you who don't know, and I learned this from my son when he ran into the military, it's a backpack filled with rocks. 80 to 100 pounds of rocks. And while you're in training, they strap that backpack to you. And they'll make you walk 10 miles in the burning sun with an 80 to 100 pound rock sack on your back. It's part of the training. It's part of the training. It's designed to help you be able to carry somebody off the field, run with whatever equipment you need to run with. You need to be fit, you need to be mobile, even with weight. Where am I going? You need to be fit. You need to be strong, you need to be mobile, even with weight. That's what life has taught us. The problem is, there's a time to take that back off. Cast your care upon the Lord, laying aside every weight, of rolling the whole care of it upon him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Some of us grow, but never lay down the rock sack. So there's elements of your training that you should be past that you're still stuck in. So that's not the point today. Going back to this anger, where God said, but you're tethered, you keep letting out more line, but you're still locked to something. Am I fair in saying this? That makes you feel safe? Even if you hate it? Even if you don't like being chained to it? There's still some kind of sick safety you find in it? That I want to walk with you, Lord, but I need to keep connection to everything I know and love and have bound myself to in case your love is not enough. We won't say that out loud, but it is the truth. What must it be like to hear the words? Abraham is one of those people who heard it. Paul didn't hear it directly, but he heard it. Several of the mighty men of God in the Bible heard it. Jesus definitely heard it. Listening? Yes, sir. Leave everything you know and love and trust behind and follow me. Saul was an esteemed leader. He worked his way up from the bottom to the top in ministry or in the religion. You do understand that, right? Please stay with me on this. Paul wasn't like the disciples for the most part. The disciples, Jesus grabbed truckers and fishermen and guys who hung on the corner and made them disciples. Paul was a learned man, educated, scribe of scribes, Pharisees of Pharisees. He knew the word back and forth. He got to sit in the places with the priests and all of them. They knew him. And now he's in a situation that's demanding him to leave all of his prestige and all of his good name and follow a group he once put to death. Yeah, I'm going to keep painting this because you don't get the total. Somebody say untethered.
Untethered.
Let's look at this man's life for a minute from a very serious place. I need you to get this. And I need you to really internalize in your spirit what I'm about to say to you right now. He had to leave everything and come to nothing. Get this picture. When he decided to convert from the Judaism that he was trained in to serve Christ, he was not accepted by the Christians yet. Right. He was killing them beforehand.
Right.
They wanted nothing to do with him either, or they did not trust him.
Right.
So he literally had to walk away from the palace to nothing.
Wow.
It was like, ah, you saved them, come on over here. No. He had to leave everything that he was tethered to. And why is this so important? Because as we go through Galatians, I want you to see something. He's now in a situation where people have gotten saved through his message of grace. When he's a man of circumcision and circumcision teaching, that's what he knows. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Through and through, he's the Jew of the Jews.
Right.
Now he's being sent to the uncircumcised to teach them a salvation or a walk with God, minus everything he's learned his whole life. You get it, right?
Yeah.
Everything that he believed and held to, he had to walk away from. Well, he was blind, he got up, and he got saved, and he was a good Christian. No, he had to literally unlearn everything he knew. And in the book of Galatians, what begins to happen was people begin to come in after he led people to this grace and begin to reintroduce, oh no, but you guys need to be circumcised. And start bugging the Gentiles that to order really be in this thing the way you're supposed to, you need to be circumcised. So they're now pushing circumcision, and he has to write this whole book.
Yeah.
To them, saying to them, don't buy into this. And he even calls the people who are trying to lead them, the Jews that are trying to lead them back into circumcision and their Christianity, he calls them witches. Who has bewitched you that you will fall away from this grace? If somebody will teach a gospel to you other than what I've told you, let them be cursed. This was his life. This is what he went and studied and got degrees for and put in probably 15, 20 years of college. This man studied this way.
Wow.
And now he had to walk away from it all. Because he found the pearl of great price. So I asked last week, and nobody raised their hand, maybe one or two people, how many are willing to leave everything you got, even if it ain't much, is what you got. And I made clear, me and God have been talking these past couple of weeks, and I've declared to him everything. Everything. And that didn't come easy. I didn't say, oh, sure, Jesus. I'm going to dog that Philippians 2:13. You work and we both are willing to do your good pleasure. I'm willing to release Saul to you. And when I said it and it came from a place that I knew it was real, I stood up here and I said it. And I said it in front of you. And you knew it was real. You listening?
Yes.
Did you know it was real? And right when I was standing there, God said, ooh, I just accepted everything you own as a seed right now in your harvest. Mm-hmm. It's going to be ridiculous. You better get ready.
Okay.
Right there, I was talking. He said to me, ooh, you know what you just did? You just released everything you own to me. I received it.
Amen.
See, you can't beat God. I didn't even get a chance to give it away yet.
Right.
And he's already saying, no, yes you did. Yes you did. Because you can give it away physically and in your heart you ain't getting nothing.
Right.
He judges the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yes.
That was the question last week. How can he call David a man after his own heart? How can he call Abraham the father of faith? Nothing that they did in what my mind says makes them eligible for those titles.
Right.
But for some reason in God's eyes, it does. Because he judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. So when we talk about going forward in this season, I'm asking you, how forward do you really want to go? It's time to stop talking about it. How much of this kingdom do you really, really want? Time to stop singing about it. Some of the songs we sing now, we sang 10 years ago. They're old favorites. But when does it become a reality? When are you really a friend of God? And he calls you friend, not Israel and you singing the song. Israel may really believe that. That don't mean you do because you're saying it.
Right.
So I'm calling deep unto deep because I believe, tell me if I'm wrong, I believe that this is a meat house.
Yes.
I believe we're not milk. I believe we're a meat house, yes?
Yes.
I believe that we are ready for sincere meat that we may grow thereby in this house. Yes?
Yes.
Come on and hear me.
Yes.
Okay, so here's me. Relinquish all of anything that keeps you from being all that God has called you to be.
Amen.
All of anything. Start confessing it if your heart still ain't there yet. Begin speaking and say, God, show me the release. Show me how to let go. Any fears, any doubt, any worry, any lack, any disease, anything, financial, emotional. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you will let go of financial things and still won't let go of emotional things. God can probably get you clear out your bank account, but not let go of that pain of 15 years ago. That lie was spoken over you that told you how far you can go and no more. That feeling that if my mommy and daddy don't carry me, I can't survive. I can always call my uncle. And at some point you get to the place where you go like, God, I want to see how you carry me.
Yes.
And I want to give you a chance to totally carry me.
Hallelujah.
And I don't want, as we said last week, a plan B. I don't want a plan B. I don't want to know that I can run to something else but you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So for me, I realized my tether was hurts that I didn't build a wall around. I don't know, you doing it? You ready for this?
Yes.
Because some of us build walls around our hurts. No, I built a foundation on top of it and just build up.
Wow.
And God said that, and that's good that you did. That's real good. You did real good with that. But there's something rotten and stinking in your foundation.
Ooh.
There's a body in it. It smells bad.
Wow.
And the smell is starting to drift up into everything we're building. Are you going to have this conversation? I said, actually, did you want to have it? He said, you did good. You didn't lock yourself in a wall and not grow. Some of us lock ourselves in our pains and just don't grow. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
But I'm different. And maybe some of you are the same. I grew. But I still didn't deal with the decay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, I'm going to use that to make me stronger. God said, I don't want you to use that to make me stronger.
Right.
I want you to be strong about my spirit and my spirit only.
Amen.
And now there's a height you're trying to go and you can't go because that's still in your foundation. It's not strong enough to support what I want to put on you. Is this a good enough conversation here? They're just looking at me. Give me some response. Let me know that I'm feeding you. Let me know that I'm helping you, that I'm bringing you out something.
Yes.
We're better than this. I had to stop saying this a couple of months ago. I wanted to keep saying it. We're better than this. And when we get better, we still say we're better than this.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're better than this.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to play church. Jesus, I've come that you may be made free.
Yes.
And I'm not happy until everybody's free.
Amen.
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 God hasn't told me yet they ain't getting free, move on. So that means I still got some work to do. So I have to find a different way to bring this thing so that you'll get free. If you want to grow, then allow God to let you grow. Stop putting on the appearance of growth.
Amen.
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 That's good.
Amen.
Yes.
I didn't plan to go that long, but I guess the Holy Spirit did, so we did. Go back to Colossians real quick. Let's put this in, and then let's move on to the next chapter. Or the next scriptures I'm going to. Colossians chapter 1. Start at verse 9. And I'm reading this. Like Paul read to the Colossians, listen and look at me for a minute. Give me your attention. I want you to make sure you understand. I want to make sure we're on the same page. I got your attention?
Yes.
This is not me reading what Paul said to the Colossians This is me reading to the JCML audience. Alright? This is my words to you right now. I don't want this to be in third person as I'm reading. This is not Paul speaking.
Amen.
This is me talking to you.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't want you reading the Bible. I want you to hear. I'm borrowing from him to say what I want to say to you.
Amen.
For this reason, since the day I heard about you, from the moment you came to JCMI, the moment you started logging in online and watching, have not stopped praying for you. I continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that his spirit gives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Something. This is me praying for you. All of it.
Hallelujah.
Why? So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way.
Yes.
Bearing fruit.
Yes.
Look at somebody and say, bearing fruit.
Bearing fruit.
In every good work. This is my prayer for you. That you may know all the knowledge of God and wisdom totally, so that you may be living a life pleasing to the Lord, all of you, talking to you, bearing fruit in every good work.
Amen.
Everybody's just getting it. Nobody else is getting it. This is my heart to God for you.
Yes.
This is my cry to God for you.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Bearing fruit. Not being Christian and pretending.
Right.
Bearing fruit. Not running around acting like you got fruit. Right. Bearing fruit in every good work. Who receives it?
Hallelujah.
My prayer for you. I claim that as my own prayer for this house.
Amen.
Bearing fruit. When you leave here today, when you walk down the street, when you wake up tomorrow, I want to know that you are bearing fruit. Living a life pleasing to God. No tethers and chains.
Yay!
No pains and heartaches. No lies and deceptions. No brokenness holding you down. Bearing fruit. In every good work that God has for
you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Growing in knowledge of God. Being strengthened. I ain't finished yet. With all power. Again, this is my prayer for you. Let me see if you get this. How many have been around me long enough to know God answered my prayers? This is my prayer for
you.
This is my prayer for you. Take it in. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might.
Right.
Not mine. I don't want God to give you my power. I want him to give you his power.
Amen.
That's my prayer.
Yes.
so that you may have great endurance and patience.
Yes.
Somebody say great endurance and patience.
Great endurance and patience.
Say it three times.
Great endurance and patience. Great endurance and patience. Great endurance and patience.
And this is what I want to push today. All of these things are yours to have. And God put it on my heart to pray for you specifically. He gave me the scripture like a week and a half ago and he said, pray that for your family.
Hey.
Now, the issue is, this breaks the tether line.
Yes, it does.
Listen to me. You listening?
Yes.
Here's what breaks the tether line. Great endurance and patience. See, when I speak something like this over you, the enemy is the accuser. Mm-hmm. He will immediately come and tell you, where is it? Well, if you be the child of God, turn these stones into bread. Well, how come you ain't got this yet then? Well, how come you still ain't here? Well, look at this one. They do look good. How come you're not doing as good as them? I told you a month ago. Don't compare yourself to people.
Right.
Look at them and say, I can have what they have because God has no respect of persons. But don't look at what they have and compare it to what you don't have and judge yourself.
Right.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
I look at anybody's success and say, God, if you can do that for them, you can do that for me. Yes. That's the only comparison I make.
Amen.
But I don't look at them to judge what I don't have and shame myself.
Right.
And the enemy will do that to you. He will immediately come to you and say, well, if you're so godly, why you don't have this? Well, if you're such a good Christian, how can you lack that? Well, if you be a child of God, then turn these stones into bread. Never do that. I never compare myself to anybody but him. And if you compare yourself to him, right, you're going to fall short. Because you realize that it's by his grace that I'm becoming like him and have become what I am, and there's nothing I can do in my own strength, so no sense of me getting freaked out about it.
Amen.
But what breaks the tether is the patience part. Is the patience part. Now, you listening to me? Because that's when your mind and your old habits and your old thoughts and your old ways of dealing and all that stuff does not want to give up its space immediately.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Your old struggles don't want to leave.
Yeah.
And a lot of you don't want to let them go. I worked hard for this. I don't see anything. Yeah. I worked hard for this, nothing I got. Okay, so you want to keep it?
Uh-huh.
It makes no sense. But we do it. It's my nothing.
Yeah.
Patience makes me say, it's mine. Because God says it's mine. I was listening to in my heart the other day a song, I Came for Deliverance. I came for deliverance. Deliverance I received. You said you deliver me, so that's what I believe. And it goes to, it's mine, I know it's mine. And I catch people 10 minutes after they sing that song and the conversation will sound like that. You just sang with all that power and you don't even believe what you said. Because the problem with that kind of statement is people really believe, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. I say it's mine, I claim it's mine, I believe it's mine, and that's all it is. By faith, that's true. But you don't have victory because the scripture said, because your faith was not mixed with patience. See, now I can say it's mine, but the manifestation doesn't happen without the seed of patience. Patience is a powerful force that brings things to manifestation. And most church people got so caught up into his mind that they thrown away patience and they never get to see the move of God, and that's why they lose, and that's why they're always frustrated, and now they even want to claim stuff is theirs. God claimed it and it didn't work. Yeah, you claimed it, but you left out the patience part.
Amen.
Nothing manifests without patience. Now, be careful of what I'm saying to you. So how long do I gotta wait? Right there says you don't have patience.
Right.
That question right there means you blew it.
All right.
Preach.
Because patience says it don't make a difference how long it takes, I trust you. And if you get in that place for real, it won't take long.
Amen.
It won't take long. I'm living proof of it. Your girl back there, there she is. Living proof of it. It don't take long. It don't take long. Whatever I got to do, whatever I got to lose. Mm-hmm. I watch her struggle with it. I watch her cry about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, but what you losing? You know, it's easy for me to say, I don't have a problem losing that. But it was in mine to lose.
Right.
So it's easy for me to be comfortable with losing it.
Yeah.
But when it's yours, it's yours.
Yeah, right.
And nobody can surrender that but you.
That's right.
And if you truly surrender to God, say, I'm patient, like Paul, to walk away from whatever,
yeah,
to have what you want me to have.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to believe it's mine. If I have to die and leave the planet, still confessing it's mine. When I get there, I still believe it's mine. It's something about that kind of faith mixed with that kind of patience that moves the hand of God very quickly.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I hear everybody teaching faith, but they need the patience part.
Yeah.
You willing to stay in here? How long? I stood all night in prayer. You still talking about a flesh action. The surrender and the real surrender is in the spirit. And the flesh lines up then with that. And patience is not an outward action. It's a state of the heart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. Okay, that don't mean you're patient.
That's right.
Okay. You could be throwing a tantrum doing that.
Yeah.
Are you learning something today?
Yes.
But this is my prayer for you. And I'm telling you, and I'm filling it in like this, because I want you to understand that when I'm praying this for you, this is the heart I'm praying from.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
This is what I'm believing for you.
Amen.
That you may have great endurance. What's endurance? You can cheat. That you may have, this he's saying, according to this glorious power, that you may have great endurance and patience. What is endurance?
Being able to stick it out.
Staying power. Girl says staying power. What you say?
Being able to
stick it out. Same thing, staying power. Sticking it out. What else you got?
Long suffering.
I like long suffering if it's used right. Because
yeah,
using it from the old way, that word suffering gets in and get twisted. Because
right,
when I'm standing with God, and I'm standing there kind of patience, I don't feel no suffering.
Amen.
See, you suffer when you don't have no patience.
Right.
Okay.
There is long suffering. Oh, God, long suffering.
Right.
But when you have patience, it ain't suffering.
Yeah.
And the word suffer means to tolerate. It doesn't, from King James, it doesn't mean pain and misery. Suffer the little children to come under me didn't mean beat the kids.
Permit, let.
So when you say long suffering, yes, that you permit it to take as long as it takes.
Come on.
Amen. God, whatever you say, however you say, however long it takes, let it be.
Let it be.
Whatever it is, whatever I need to learn, let me learn. Whatever I need to leave, let me leave.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I surrendered it three times. Surrender it three more. You ain't surrendered it all the way yet.
Come on.
I gave that to God. Well, I'm sure you took it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Give it to him again, and this time maybe it'll stick.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But you have needed patience. Say, I have needed patience.
I have needed patience.
So, endurance. That means as long as it takes. Girl says, you stick to the game. As long as it takes. How long does it take to, how long does it take for God to answer the prayer? When he answered it? How do you, somebody said to me one time, how do you know when God, when is God's time? I said, when it happens. When it happens. Come on. Can I be honest? I'm just going to take a little side journey. How many of you have recently seen a manifestation or move of God or something you've been believing for, and it just showed up, and even if it was past year or whatever, and he was like, wow, it just showed up, and there it was.
Mm-hmm.
You see hands. When it came up on you, were you shocked? Catch you off guard? I mean, if you did, you did. I mean, you're like, hey, wow, it just happened. Did it happen the way you expected it to?
No.
Okay, so why are you trying to figure out the time? If it happened the way you expected it to, when it happened, you would have missed it. You'd have missed it anyway.
Right?
What you need a time for?
We don't need
it. Did you catch what I just said?
Yes.
Well, you need to know the time. The way God bought it, you would have missed it anyway. And if it sit right next to you, you wouldn't miss it. You'd say, well, Lord, where is it?
Right.
You don't need to know the time. You just need to recognize the season you're in.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what patience is. That's what endurance is. It says, I trust the season.
Yes. Lord, I trust the season.
Come on.
Lord, I trust the season.
Come on.
Lord, I trust the season.
Trust the season.
Come on.
I know it happened, it'll happen right on time. So I claim for you and pray for you. Endurance. Patience. Stop looking at the clock on God. Stop watching the pot to see when it boils.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. Because you won't know it when you see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap up with this. That you may have faith and great endurance, that you have great endurance and patience, and give the joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. That means illumination, that means insight, that means brightness. Whatever you see light, you're not talking about light in the room. It's the kingdom of light. You're talking about the kingdom of illumination, kingdom of knowledge, kingdom of insight, kingdom of knowing.
Amen.
Everything here is about that. Think about this. God gives me instruction to go forward with the Nama project. I got the money. I got the people. I got the dancers. I got the corporations. We got everything we need set up. We're ready to go. Even the final iteration of the costumes made for the group. All the stuff is coming up. Yes. Yes, Jesus, my time. And then within a week, everything was shut down. COVID. My whole project stopped dead in its tracks. Stopped. You ain't coming to our. I was facing shooting no video. The dancers said, no, we stayed home. This is the beginning of it. Producers, directors, everybody, you know. Out.
Yeah.
Someone had to go get factory jobs. We'll go work in Amazon packing just so they can keep some money coming in. We ain't shooting nothing. Stopped. How did I feel? So everything was there.
Yeah.
Potential sponsors, everything. It was lined up ready to go. And then stop short. How did I feel? That's a question. I want to know what you're thinking. How did I feel?
Disappointed.
Disappointed. Discouraged.
Discouraged.
Frustrated. Shell, smile. What you say, Shell?
Okay, on to the next thing.
What you got for me now?
That's how I feel.
I got everything I got. I still got.
Right.
I ain't lose nothing.
That's true.
What's next?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do now? And because of that, the salon exists.
That's right.
I took all my attention and just switched. Okay, what I'm doing this now. Patience. That'll be there.
Right.
I wanted it out by summer. Oh, well, there's summer coming next year.
Come on. Right. Come on.
Right.
Patience. Right. I was fine. You were around me. Saw me. Have any of you ever seen me look like I was trepidating about it?
Not at all.
I was picked up and moved like nothing ever happened.
Right.
You said, what happened to the video? I said, it's COVID. What do you mean what happened to the video? We ain't doing it right now.
Right. Yeah.
What kind of question is that? Mm-hmm. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So what you doing? I'm doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what the Holy Spirit opened the opportunity for me to do during that time.
Come on.
Now I got more money. So when this opens back up again, I got even more money than I had before. And I'm going to have to braid ahead.
Come on.
You see the wisdom of God?
Yes.
Now, recently, God spoke to me and said, okay, reach back out to the people. It's time to get started. So I called him and said, well, how are we going to do this? Can't do it. God said, throw a green screen behind him and do it. So I called my producer and said, you ready to go? He said, do it. Well, I've been ready. Found a marketing person. Oh, my God, I love this. Let's do it. When can you have it to me? I said, I have you in a video in 2 weeks. 2 weeks? I said this to her last week. Yeah, 2 weeks. Called one of the members. He's in California. See, he's in California, you know how long he's going to be gone. I said, he'll be back. Right on time to do my thing, because that's how my daddy works.
Amen.
I did what he told me to do. I stopped focusing on myself and took care of somebody else's dream.
Yeah.
Didn't miss a beat. Didn't complain. Oh, now I got to do this long thing, and now I can't even do my dream. And right? You see none of that? How many of you be willing to do that? Stop your thing and go bless somebody else for a season.
Yeah.
See, that's what patience will do.
That's right.
God, whatever you want, I'm untethered. Tell me what you want me to do. Tell me where you want me to be. But I had this whole thing planned. It's like, yeah, but no, I did and you did. So if you put it on hold for now, then you know what you're doing. Next. No, it's my thing. I gotta do my thing. Okay, well, you keep doing your thing that ain't working. I won't say it on camera because people get upset, but I made so much money doing COVID, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I made more money in these few months than I've made the past year. And that ain't the smallest thing.
Wow, Jesus.
But I stood in front of y'all and told y'all what God said. If you receive this word and believe what I'm telling you, you will make more money during this time than you did.
Yeah.
I said it. I stood right from the church and said it.
Yeah.
A couple of y'all received it and got it.
Yeah.
Some of you did. That ain't my problem. I got 3 personal bank accounts now. I ain't talking about the business ones. Patience. God, whatever you say. God, whatever you want. I believe for the endurance to do whatever it is you call me to do. Why am I carrying stuff up and running wires and lights and hanging this and doing that? People at my age is retired. I feel like my life just begun. Just begun. I'm having probably one of the best times of my life ever.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Patience.
Yeah.
Say, God,
God.
Your will,
your
not my will,
not my
be done.
Be done.
Change my heart
change
so that I truly believe that,
so that I truly
and truly stand for that. I've decided not to be a church person anymore, but a child of yours, aligned with you. Hold on to this prayer as my life story going
forward.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.